Coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted.
I hate all of you.
I have gotten feedback that you're too mean to the listeners. I have had that.
Good.
The next morning, I went to find my flashlight and found huge dog-like...
I went to find his flashlight.
Hello!
I can't sing.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, I can whistle.
Whistling is not a good thing to do into a microphone. I think directly into people's earphones and soul.
Hey everyone. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
It's a mini-sode. Strap in, y'all.
Yeah, this is Cryptid Addicted. We do the thing with the podcast and the animals. No, the cryptid animals.
The maybe animals.
Maybe animals. This is our mini episodes. We do news. We do encounters from you guys. And we maybe tangent a bit. But it's short and snappy.
That's right. Usually. This is our groovier, more bohemian, more fluid mini-sode compared to the more structured main-sode. Where we cover the news and all sorts of things. The news and cryptids. I haven't said that in a while. I want to say it again.
Okay, we can do that this episode.
Yeah.
And as a little, like, taste test teaser, next big-sode is not a good word for it.
Main-sode, I already coined it.
The next episode 21,
maybe? Big number, yeah.
Big number will be one of your listener suggestions that you emailed in. So,
I'm excited.
If that's you, or possibly you, I will be doing your cryptid next.
And as usual, I still don't know what it is, so I'm excited to find out what it is.
Yes. All right, so first of all, before we get into it, because you guys don't listen and you need the email address said to you 1,000 times, if you want to send us your stories to cover, you can send them to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com. Or
don't talk to our listeners like that, bratty little shits.
I'm sorry, we're doing a new thing where this is my morning and this is Patty's night, because obviously we're in different continents now. And so I'm grumpy, I'm tired, I've got a cup of tea here that will wake me up, but it's still too fucking hot, so you're going to have to put up with it, people.
I hate all of you.
I've never seen Megan like this before, it's terrifying. Anyway, what am I saying? Oh yeah, you can also just like message us on Facebook or whatever, we're Cryptid Space Addicted, that's cool as well.
Very responsive, by which I mean Megan is very responsive.
Yeah, I appreciate all the nice words. We've had a lot of nice fan mail. Should I, like, read some out? Is that a thing people do?
Yeah, let's do that. Fan mail.
Fan mail tangent. All right, let me get that up. Let me get that up to you. We've had a kind of a lot, but I'm going to choose the nice one.
I don't mean to toot my own horn, but...
I mean, we've had quite a fucking lot.
Toot.
Okay, well, that guy just says his name and asks for a cryptid, so I'm not going to say that one. Okay, this is cool, all right? For all my fellow gaming nerds out there, this talks about Fallout 76. So it's from Soybean.
Cool name. Good name.
Their real name is in the thing, but I'm not going to say their real name because that seems like a security risk. Okay, anyway.
Privacy's important, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. I'm a big fan of the podcast, being a long-time cryptid fanatic. I remember hearing Megan talk about Fallout 76 back when it was in beta, I think. And I was wondering what platform she plays on. Okay. If she does... Personally, I play on PS4. Also, on the topic of Fallout, and then she kind of suggests something we should do, which I will do, because it's cool. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, anyway.
This is a very Megan-centric fan mail.
Did I mention?
Can't help but notice.
P.S. Megan is beautiful and wonderful and wonderful and beautiful. Okay, no, she didn't say that. Actually, that wasn't as like
vocabulary of two words, two actually, nice adjectives.
I we got one. I thought we had more. All right, whatever.
I may have mischaracterized the amount of fan mail we're getting.
No, okay, this one's nice. So this is from the Creepy Campfire Podcast. They say, "Hi, I'm one of the hosts of Creepy Campfire Podcast, and I just wanted to tell you guys how hilarious your show is. I'm always on the hunt for new paranormal, UFO, or cryptid podcasts to get me through work, and you guys are really cracking me up. Just listen to your Kappa episode and the Loch Ness Christmas special. By the way, the Kappa is definitely a bald, perverted Japanese guy."
That is very nice.
Yeah. And then he's really sweet, and he says, "I know you just said in your last episode you're moving to London and taking a bit of a break until you're settled. So first off, I hope that that's going well, because I know how hard it is to move. And second, some other stuff. But anyway," that's nice. Tangent.
Woo! Yeah. Please write us nice things. We have small, bruised egos, and it makes us feel nice.
Life's rough.
Well, I speak for myself. Yeah. Sometimes a mug of tea just doesn't cut it.
I haven't done the washing up for 2 days. I could use a nice email. It's really... really get me going.
You're looking beautiful today, Megan.
I could do this.
Don't you even worry about those dishes.
It's not, they can't even see me.
Like, you've got a charming glow about you, which may or may not be connected to your sunburn. It's just, it's a lovely package.
I got sunburn yesterday, as a context for everyone else. Turns out UK can burn Australian skin. All right, anyway,
should we jump into real things?
Yeah, let's do it. Do you know what section is up first, Patty? Do you want to lead us in?
Could it be?
Yeah.
Is it finally time for the news in cryptids?
It most certainly is. And
yay!
This is awesome, because I usually send maybe Patty one or two, like, news articles to be like, this is what we're going to talk about. This time I was like, I'm not going to send you shit. I'm going to let you do, like...
You need to pull your own fucking weight on this team, Patty. I'm sick of your crap. No, that was fair. Because there were so many articles about this thing that you couldn't have sent me all of them. Like, there were dozens.
Mm.
Multiple dozens.
Yeah, so what it is, we're not going to dance around it any longer. Basically, in Cornwall, which is in the southwest of England... there is just a huge spike in big cat attacks. Obviously, England doesn't have any big cats.
Natively.
Yeah. Well, I know where you're going with this. Bias. Yes. But there's massive amounts of footprints, attacks, photographs, videos of a big black panther-like thing. So
that's right.
I got really
excited. Potentially more than one.
More than one. So my phone suggests news articles that I might be interested in, and every, like, third one was something about this big cat. So I was like, we're going to have to talk about this.
We got to do it.
Yeah. So would you like to start? Tell me what you found.
I found a lot of duplicate articles, or, like, different news outlets trying to get in on the same story and just repeating the same information in different ways with, like, a different journalist typing it up, which was a bit disappointing. But I found, basically, I thought the Daily Mail did a good job of summarizing all the facts.
Wow, I think that's the first time I've heard you say that.
I know, which is a shock. Well, I mean, this is, like, their bread and butter, right? Like, this is exactly what the Daily Mail specializes in.
And there we go, back to normal.
Yeah. So it seems like they did two articles, one on the 5th of April, and then a follow-up article on the 8th of April. So the first one was, like, there's been a bunch of sightings recently, and then someone's Labrador was attacked.
Yeah. And killed.
Killed? What? No, not killed. No. A bunch of cats had disappeared as well. The cats were killed, but then a Labrador was, like, maimed. But it got back to its owner. And anyway, the owner called the cops in and the RSPCA. At first, the cops were like, this isn't our business, you know? So what if there's a panther roaming around? That's an RSPCA job. But anyway, the RSPCA eventually came with a couple police officers, and they found a big cat footprint, which they did a plaster of and sent to experts. And the experts were like, yes, this is a puma, I think it was, a puma, like a big cat footprint. This is Legitsky's. And the RSPCA speculated that the reason it didn't kill the Labrador was that it was probably eating something else, like a house cat, and the Labrador just, like, surprised it. It, like, gave him a claw, but he got out. Because obviously if the puma had wanted to eat him, he'd be done for.
Paul, I want to interject just quickly and not so quietly. So that photograph of the Bigfoot, the big space footprint. all these photos will be on the Facebook for our listeners. But basically, I'd like to make a point that from that photo, it looks like there is jack shit there. It looks nothing. It looks like a bit of mud, and you can't tell anything.
Okay.
Well, I just want to
It's a blurry photo, but the photo wasn't the basis of the expert's thing.
No.
It was a mold that was actually sent to them. Like, it's a shitty photo, but the photo is not essential here.
Yeah, yeah. So I just, my only point is that, like, sometimes when we have photos of footprints, they obviously don't photograph well. Like, when we had that footprint in Blue Mountains of the suspected Yowie, it didn't really photograph well. Maybe a little bit better because it was so clean.
Even though it proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that Yowies exist.
You know it. but I think we just need to keep that in mind for future episodes when we see a footprint, a photo of a footprint.
That's fair. That don't photograph well.
That don't photograph well, and it probably is more distinct in real life than it was in the photo. So don't shit on them too hard. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
As you were.
I will try not to shit too hard on footprints in the future.
Thank you, my man.
I thought this was just a funny story in general. Sorry. The second part was a couple of days later, which is what generated the second Daily Mail article, is that there was another sighting. It was a group of people, just ordinary people, and they took a video of it. So there's some video footage as well.
Yeah.
And apparently there's just been a bunch of sightings in the area. So it seems pretty, like, certain. Or not certain, but I think we can fairly confidently state there is a large black cat in Cornwall, at least one.
Mm.
And it's just hilarious, because Cornwall is a tiny little country town where people have, like, there's all these stories about people with their, like, collie puppies and stuff. What was it? Yeah, there was someone with their collie puppy called Maisie, and they were just, you know, sitting on their lawn, and then this big panther comes and, like, freaks them out. And then their dogs are, like, too terrified to wander around the garden afterwards. And, like, all the village people are like, you know, no one's getting any sleep anymore because we're all so... And it's just funny, this, like, huge jungle cat menacing this little Cornish town. I found it very funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's so interesting. And, Cornwall, just for a bit more context on the village, it's obviously a sea town, right? It's, like, on the coast.
Yeah, well, it's a whole area, which has some towns that are on the coast. This one wasn't. This is Harrowbarra, which is not on the coast.
Okay, but in that area is also the Cornish Owlman, like the Owlman of Cornwall. So
I don't know what that is, but it sounds like it's a pretty big deal, and I ought to know.
It's like an Owlman, basically. It's another cryptid. I just wanted to put that out there for context. But anyway.
I did a bit more digging here, but I don't want to be the only one talking. So
tell
me what you think. Who dis? Who dis?
I haven't finished yet. I think it's a panther, obviously. Obviously. Why am I saying obviously so much? Obviously.
I don't know.
It's a panther.
Or it's a puma or something. I forgot all of the shit I talked about with panthers and pumas the other week. Like, it's all gone. There was no point in me researching it. It's been completely removed.
I think it's a big black cat panther. I think it's an alien big cat, phantom big cat, whatever you want to call them, ABC.
To be clear, Megan's not suggesting it's a ghost. Phantom.
And it's not an alien either. No. It's just the name of it.
She means a non-native, like an introduced cat.
Yeah, so like, for example, there's apparently a population of kangaroos in India. That's an alien species.
Yeah.
So I found another article that said that a man, age 30, claims that a 6-foot panther-like cat attacked him and could have eaten his girlfriend in Cornwall. Did you see that one?
I did not, no.
There's,
but
like,
also just hysterical.
I know. Like I said, there's just so much that I thought it would be best to, like, you do your own and I do my own. We can come back together because there's just, like, we could cover so much ground.
Well, I failed you in that I missed this.
It's okay. It's okay, because I'm sure you found stuff that I didn't. Don't be so hard on yourself, Patty. You're a beautiful soul. It's okay.
Oh, thank you.
Morning, Megan is giving.
It's like
really bipolar. It's just really angry and shitty. And
full of,
like,
hate and love. All mixed in together.
Yeah, by the time midday comes around, all the hate is drained away, and I'm just a latter or former. I don't know, whatever.
One of them will win out. Who knows which?
Depends on the morning.
So, sorry, what's this thing I missed?
Okay, it's just basically they got attacked by one of these panther things. So he said he spotted it banging on the frame of an open window in his girlfriend's house. Already an unusual thing for a big cat to do. I can imagine, you know when like a cat goes outside and then you shut the screen door and then it like paws at the window and it's like, let me back
scratches.
In. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's wild cat behavior, but that sounds like what this was doing. Massive panther at your window being like, bro, let me in. I want your milk.
And your balls of twine.
Interesting something he said. He said it looked like a cross between a panther and a domestic cat. So if we think about Australians' big cat epidemic, it's not the right word, anomaly, I guess.
Occasional sightings, yes.
Scourge. they always say it looks like a bit like a domestic cat cross with a panther. So there's a theory that the domestic cat has gone wild. It's just like grown without borders, and it is just genetically a domestic cat, but it is fat and big and large and eating all our wildlife.
Fucking dragons from Game of Thrones. It's not like you don't keep them in a house and they just keep growing to whatever size. That's not how nature works.
It is.
Okay, I reject that theory outright. And I would reject any theory that panthers have like mated with domestic cats because like the cat would be ruined in the process.
Oh my god. Okay, that may have been what I was inferring, but fine.
That is interesting, though. Okay, so actual humans attacked. I think the guy who owned the Labrador had an encounter, just him and the cat, but he was able to shut his door in time. The panther was, like, charging at him, but he was able to shut his door in time.
Well, there's a great quote from this guy here. So he basically sees the thing at the window. He goes to run over to shut the window because he's like, ah! And the cat swipes at him, and he says, quote, "It grabbed my hand through the window. I used to work with animals, and this thing was like nothing I've ever seen. It was worse than anything on telly." Oh, so cute. "It growled deeper and louder than anything on Tarzan except to the lion. It is definitely a wild cat." So, you know, that's good.
Wait, it roared. Panthers don't roar.
Growled.
That's the thing. Growled.
Did I say roared? I meant growled.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Because that's, like, panthers aren't technically big cats, apparently. The distinguishing feature of like big cats is they roar like lions and tigers. Panthers and things don't. Anyway, cool. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Additional thing I found in my digging.
Go ahead.
The guy whose Labrador was like mauled, he suggested that perhaps these panthers, their origin was when a famous circus woman called Mary Chipperfield was apparently, it's well known that she released three pumas into the wild in that area in the 1970s, in Dartmoor National Park, which is quite close to Harrowbarrow and Cornwall. So this happened in the 70s. She was supposed to, she owned like five pumas, and she was supposed to transport them to a zoo when her circus, like, went bankrupt. And she only transported two of them. And the other three, she was like, "I love you guys, you're my favorites, you don't deserve to be in a zoo." And she, like, let them loose into the countryside, which apparently wasn't illegal at that time. It only became illegal in 1981 to, like, release exotic animals.
Oh, wow.
So there's been a whole bunch of sightings since the 70s in areas near here, Exmoor, Devon, Dartmoor and Bodmin, which are all in this area.
That's very interesting.
Pumas, yeah. And there's, what's it called? It's called the Beast of Bodmin.
Yeah.
That was a bunch of puma sightings just after this circus lady, like, released all these pumas. And that's the most accepted theory for, like, what the Beast of Bodmin is.
Okay.
But this is all in the same region, so this could be, like, they've survived. I mean, it's much later. It's like 50 years later, but maybe they survived and bred. I don't know. Maybe this is like an ancestral community of pumas.
Which is maybe why they look a bit weird.
Could be, yeah.
That's interesting because a couple of the places you just listed then have a history of like demonic dog beast sightings. Yeah. Like you have to go through a Dartmoor, definitely. And then the one that Shakespeare talks about. Not Shakespeare, fucking
Sherlock Holmes guy.
Yes, thank you. The one who solves the crimes. Shakespeare, he talked about the Hounds of Baskerville. Did you say Baskerville?
I didn't say Baskerville, but let me
disregard everything then.
Google where Baskerville is. It might be near there.
Please disregard any.
It is far away. It is it is near Dover.
Okay.
It is a 9 hours drive.
Damn, I was just at Dover.
It is on the opposite side of England.
Okay.
So probably not connected to that.
All right, it was a wild theory. Don't worry about it.
It was a good idea.
Disregard.
Yeah. Arthur Conan Doyle is the creator.
I'm happy to be wrong on this podcast, and I'm going to admit I was wrong there. Every other time, totally right. Okay, have you seen the video of the cats?
I have, yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, for those who haven't seen it, there's one particularly good one that I will share on the podcast. So it's just basically a big cat I think it's the one the group of people saw, and it was like just walking along some grass. So have a look at that. Basically, fans, friends, fam.
No, not fam.
Probably not.
I'm not your family.
No, sorry.
You're not my cousins, bro.
I was channeling Doctor Who there. The new.
I haven't seen Doctor
Who. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's good. That's all right.
I think there's a good opportunity to point out that alien/phantom, like, introduced species can explain a lot of cryptid sightings.
I think so.
And it's unclear, like, how often this happens. Like, there are circuses and zoos and things where animals from totally foreign lands get introduced into a zoo or circus, and then they occasionally escape. And apparently it's actually not that uncommon. Mm. Especially in places where you've got kind of dodgier zoos or, you know, less funding for zoos or whatever.
Interesting.
So
maybe I should consider that every time I do an episode.
Me too.
Or you should consider that. Yeah, we both do. So, like, every time I do an episode, okay, maybe there's nothing in that area that looks like this. But, okay, if I'm just going to put my, like, global hat on, what in the general world could this be? And is it possible for this to have gotten there?
Yeah, okay.
Hmm. Good stuff.
all right. Should we move on to the next thing, which was a...
Yes.
Was it a fan story or just a story?
There's two fan stories to finish off with.
Oh, cool.
So this is from Archon Alex.
Acheron.
Is that Acheron? Damn it. Where's the K? Where's the K? I was expecting a K to say Acheron. Okay, anyway. The wolf across the field. I should start by... I should start with a bit about myself. I'm a guy in my 20s. I'm quite tall. 193 centimeters. 6'4".
Big feet, if you know what I mean.
Sounds like a dating profile so far. Yeah. I'm on board. And train kickboxing, besides my career choice, is quite physically straining as I'm a vet student.
That checks out. Okay. I went through his old Reddit post and he mentions it several times that he's a vet. So he's at least a consistent liar, if he's a liar.
Now, don't be too harsh. This is a listener. I rein you in. I have gotten feedback that you're too mean to the listeners. I have had that.
Good. I am totally unrepentant.
Okay. There isn't much that scares me, and I'm usually an imitating dude. My university is top...
Intimidating. Come on, Megan. Not imitating.
What? Did I say imitating? Sorry. Okay. There isn't much that scares me, and I'm usually an intimidating dude. My university sits on top of a hill and outside of town. From my dorm window on the 7th floor, I can see huge wheat fields and the nearby forest. That just sounds awesome.
It does, yeah. He didn't mention it here, but from my stalking, he's in Bulgaria. That's the country.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Damn, I wish I knew that before I did my research. It would have helped. Good stalking, my friend.
That's right.
My first encounter was last year. I have a German Shepherd, Hades, and a husky pup, Ragnar.
This guy sounds like, I don't know if he's doing this deliberately, but he's got a lot of cool stuff going on. Like, he's a tall dude, physically fit, goes to uni, you know, he's got
helps animals.
Two dogs called Hades and Ragnar. I assume he has a leather jacket and a motorbike and just bangs chicks all the time. Anyway, good for you. Good for you, Acheron Alex. You're doing well.
All right, I'm...
This is me trying to be nice to the listeners. Am I doing
all right.
well?
I'm just going to preface it that if you're, like, especially mean this episode, it's because you're insanely jealous that you don't look and sound like this.
That's correct. Well, how do they know, Megan? Oh, they've probably seen the photos. Like the tubby waterfall photo. Oh, well.
Or like the one when you're in like this sexy Santa miniskirt doing a booty drop.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that was pretty attractive. That was...
Bitches be jealous of you. Not a day goes by that I don't get some heartthrob email that is directly directed at you that I don't pass on because I don't want you to get a big ego.
Oh.
That's not true.
Sorry. Please continue.
Okay. I like long walks on the beach. No, where is he? at night, I can let them run out around without their leashes. Sorry, I am sleepy. It was dark already outside. Usually I don't mind taking them out at night. At night I can let them run without their leashes. Have I just repeated this?
You have. We can fix that in post.
I'm going to sound immaculate in post. Okay. Usually I don't mind taking them out at night. At night I can let them run.
This is the third time now. Please stop
run without your sentence. I can run without their leashes. They are trained and I know they're listening to me.
It's because he's got such a strong, handsome, commanding voice, I assume.
Hades!
Hades!
Don't!
Heal, boy!
Put that stick down! they are trained, and I know they're going to listen to me. Besides, I know everyone knew them and wouldn't hurt them, even if they were left outside. They have collars that light up, since Hades is fully black and Ragnar is fully white, which makes them hard to see during the winter. I could see them all the time. We walked for a while and they were playing and running around. At some point, Hades stops and started growling, looking into the wheat fields down the hill. I didn't think about it. There are bats, owls, other critters around us. I leashed them, not wanting to run after them if they decided to chase something. About half an hour of non-stop growling, I had enough of it and decided to take Hades home and go out with Ragnar so he can run around a bit more. I got home and expected him to go in his cage. He likes sleeping there, and I never lock them. That night, though, all he did was stand on the window looking out. Since the pup was whining, wanting to go out again, I tried to drag Hades in the cage, lock him until I got back. Sorry, I really fucked that sentence up. Who knew? Maybe he was trying to go out the window. I got a look out the window. On the parking below, I saw a black figure circling the cars. Thinking that it might be someone trying to steal, I got my flashlight and shone it. It wasn't a thief. It wasn't human at all. I looked up, its eyes reflecting the light from the flashlight. It was black, its head looking very similar to Hades. It was standing on all fours, but when I shone the light, it stood up. The roofs of the cars were barely reaching its midsection. It let out a growl, which I later learned that many of other tenants have heard. Hades went wild, trying to bust out of the cage. Ragnar was whining even louder. I realized he didn't want to go out there. He was trying to get as far away from the window as possible. The growl made me flinch, and I dropped the flashlight through the window. I tried to see it again, but it was too dark. I heard the crunching of snow as it left. The next morning, I went to find my flashlight and found huge dog-like...
I went to find his flashlight.
Oh, that's a Freudian slip. That's just possibly my accent, but I'm sorry about that, Alex. The next morning, I went to find my flashlight and found huge dog-like footprints in the snow, and a foul smell still lingered. I borrowed infrared binoculars from a hunter friend of mine. Ever since then, I have seen it 4 times in the forest, twice crossing the field, and once come near the hill looking up.
All right.
One last bit. I and my roommate have been taking turns keeping watch at night when Hades starts growling. I don't take the dogs out at night, and Ragnar doesn't play and run around anymore.
Aww.
He just stays... I know. He just stays pressed against my feet. I hope he grows out of it.
Aww. This is like just like Cornwall, a bucolic little town laid siege to by a beast of some kind.
Yeah.
All the poor dogs too afraid to go out. All right. Who dis?
Okay. I'm going to go with an obvious choice. It's dog-like, it's wolf-like, it stands on 2 legs. This is a whole nother topic, but I was recently discussing this with one of my peers, that potentially werewolf is an older term for the same being as dogmen today. Now, that's a very controversial saying, but I'm not going to say, but I'm not going to put my money in werewolf, because werewolf ties with like all the like folklore, the silver bullet, the man turning into beast. Dogman, as far as I know, and I'm apologies if I'm incorrect, and definitely let me know if I am, dogmen are just as they are. They're not like changing here and to and from. They are just this bipedal wolf-headed beast. There is actually, again, another whole different story, which we'll go into maybe in a future episode, definitely when we talk about dogmen as an episode, that dogmen are possibly a variation of Bigfoot. I'm not so sure on that. I think possibly it's more likely to just be a new species itself, but my money is going to be on dogman.
All right, cool. So like werewolf minus all the nonsense.
Yeah, the theory goes in a very simple form that, you know, people were a lot more superstitious back then. Vampires and werewolves and even like just normal animals like the eye, like the history with the eye, for example, like, you know, the lemur that comes out at night and if it points at you with its creepy fingers, you die.
Yeah.
Like that, all that faff. So, you know, it's hard to say werewolf without people like scoffing, you know, ha ha ha, you know, bullshit. What's the stupid teenage shit that does werewolf? True Blood. Something.
Teen Wolf? Yeah.
Teen Wolf, all of that crap. You know, it's been tainted. I don't love the name Dogman. This is a whole nother topic. I don't love the name Dogman. I think it sounds fucking stupid. But I have heard a lot of accounts of Dogman, and originally, I'm going to admit it, I was very skeptical. I think it sounds stupid. I think it sounds illogical. It doesn't make sense from an evolution point of view, but I can't disregard a lot of the stuff I've heard in terms of sightings. So,
you can and you should.
Based on what he said, the way that dogs reacted, I mean, dogs will react quite the same with probably any big predator. By the way, the dogs reacted, definitely the way it stood up, definitely just his description. 7 floors up is a very long way up.
Yeah.
But it does sound like it was big. You know, it stood up, the car was its like mid-drift section.
Yeah.
That's phenomenally big. Maybe, you know, and he's coming at an angle because he's from 7th floor.
Yeah.
So
all of that leads you to believe Dogman.
It could be whatever the phenomena of Dogman is.
Okay. Something in that area, though. Right.
Yeah, whether that be a new animal, a cryptid, or something
interesting
weird going on.
All right.
I think it's that.
So that's your answer. Good.
Yes.
Interestingly, that is what Acheron Alex says in one of his comments. He said he called it a werewolf because that's the closest. Well, actually, he said they have a different name for it over there.
Is, pronounce it.
Yeah, Vrgolak or something.
You've been learning Russian.
Google is telling me it's Vrgolak. I am one lesson into Russian. I barely know the alphabet. but yeah.
This is not Russian either. That's so very...
Something like that. Well, no, it is. It's the Cyrillic alphabet.
Oh.
Which I think some Bulgarians know. I'm not sure. So that's what he reckons it is as well. Some sort of half-human, half-wolf thing. All right.
Yeah, I'm less... It's not half-human to me. Like, you know how an orangutan looks human-ish? I wouldn't say that is half human. It is its own animal. You know, it looks a bit human-y, absolutely. Even a bear looks a bit human-y, but it is its own animal. I'm not in that category of half animal. I am just...
Oh, right. You're not saying it's actually a half human, yeah.
Purely its own thing, the dogman.
Okay, so you think it's an animal, not anything like a man that turns into an animal or anything actually related to a man, just a new kind of animal that hasn't been discovered yet?
Correct, yeah.
Good. All right. Are you gonna ask me what I think it is?
Who this, Patty?
I think he's a liar.
I don't just think he's a liar.
I'm trying not to be mean. I think he's an excellent Bulgarian storyteller. I think he's he shows a lot of promise as a creative writer and as a source of engaging fiction. The reason I think this, part I just thought it was well written, so good for you. But also, I was looking through his other posts. This account's only been around for a month, and there's 2 posts that are very like this. The first is this one, the other is titled The Old Man in the Forest, and is another story that he tells of when he was young in his grandparents' village, and he was walking some cows around, and one of the cows broke off into the dark woods, which is this place that no one in the village will go near because it's got some bad reputation, and they go into the woods and some creepy old man with like pure white eyes comes out and terrifies him.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. It's another very sort of supernatural, otherworldly kind of story set in rural Bulgaria.
Maybe he's just had some shit happen to him.
I mean, maybe, it's possible. Anyway, his explanation of that story, he says he later found out that this was a lesnik, which is a forest spirit, which is in that area of Bulgaria and can take the form of a man or of an owl or of a wolf. So that's his explanation of this other story. And this time, in the story that we read to the audience, his view is that it's a werewolf. So I think there are a range of explanations. One of them is he's just lying. Another is he believes this stuff, in which case I think he's reaching a bit too readily for supernatural explanations, for things that could be explained other ways, because he's pretty confident it's a werewolf and a forest spirit. And I just don't, what are the odds that both of those things exist? Anyway, but no, based off the quality of the writing and the sort of dramatic nature of the writing and the fact that he's, I mean, I could be wrong, but he's also talked himself up a bit here as well. You know, he's a handsome 6'4" double dog owning vet major.
He didn't use the word handsome.
But he didn't, right? But I don't know. It smacks of fiction to me. I think he's. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm not confident of this. That's what my gut is telling me, and I don't trust my gut very far. But that's my answer to who dis. And I could be wrong. If he wants to come back with, I don't know, some sort of proof of either of these things, that'd be just spiffing. And I'd have to believe him. But yeah, no, it's suspicious. He's created a new Reddit account and he's churning out these supernatural stories. So I don't know.
Maybe he's just had this dwelling on his head. Maybe it's—I mean, it's not like there's 10 of them. There's 2 of them. One from his, you know, childhood.
But
one
you're
from
right.
His...
He could have created this account to get this off his chest. That would explain it. Yes.
Yes. And no. And shut up. I haven't finished talking. One is from when he was a kid. Like he's talking about a child encounter. And one is talking about he sounds like he's at university. So this is not like this two happened to me last week. You know, the space style. You know, maybe he's in his university years now, and this is a recent one. He's like, you know what? I'm going to fucking just try and work out some answers.
Well, so he's seen 2 of these things in 8 years? Like, one when he was 12, one when he's in his early 20s? Like, 8 to 10 years? Most people get one of these weird encounters in their whole life. Is Bulgaria just infested with fucking forest spirits and werewolves?
I mean, probably. I'll let you know when I go there. But, but no, my point is, like, okay... I mean, this is going to be maybe a little bit offensive to Alex, Akron Alex, and I'm sorry, like, I totally take this as a generalization of people, not as a reflection of yourself. There is a real possibility that he had this experience when he was a child. A child's mind is a little bit more flexible, and later on in the years, you know, memories can be a little bit, you know, fear can really be a huge influence in a child's memory. And what happened? Absolutely. This could have been a possibly more an experience that was terrifying, was scarring, but had roots in reality. You know, maybe his cow did run off, and you know he just saw a fucking creepy old man. Do you remember being a kid and just seeing like a creepy old person? It's terrifying. You know, maybe his eyes were a bit milky because they had cataracts, like serious cataracts, and he just saw it. It's like, oh my god, he's got white eyes. You know, and it. Was rooted in reality and it became sort of myth. And he thought, oh, well, you know, that could have been this and it could have been that. I won't talk about it. And then he has this actual next encounter with the dog man. That's something, again, he can't explain. It freaks him out. And he thinks, you know, I've been carrying this around for too long. What's the harm in hiding my identity, making a new account so none of my friends can see what I'm talking about and getting some answers from people online and seeing what's the harm it can do? Here's 2 things that happened to me.
No, you're right. It could be true. I'm saying on the balance of probabilities, I reckon not. I reckon he's spinning a yarn.
But why?
For fun.
He's not getting any street cred.
Well, it's not for street cred. It's just, fun. You know, imagine I was right. And I might not be. But imagine I was right. And he's a creative writer. And, you know, he wants a chance to write things and have people see it. Maybe he's a bit interested in cryptids as well. You know, clearly he's a bit interested in Greek myth and in, I guess, like, well, not Norse mythology, but like Norse history, because that's how he's named his dogs.
Mm.
So, I don't know, he's got a good imagination. This is a chance to, you know, it's something fun to do. I can see why people might do that. Anyway, well, I don't want to hyper-analyze this, that's just my theory.
Yeah, okay. In my research so far, there's not a larger number of sightings of dogmen. There's just more of a relaxed and welcoming community to discuss those sightings. So there has been a massive uptake in dogman sightings. Absolutely, some of them are going to be following a trend. You know, oh, okay, people are starting to talk less about Bigfoot and more about dogman. I want to get in on that action. That is not the vibe I get from this. So I believe him. He definitely saw something creepy. You know, who knows what's in Bulgaria? Wait, did you say Bulgaria? Yeah, Bulgaria.
Yeah. All right, well, as usual, you're a bit more trusting. I'm a little less trusting.
Yeah,
I guess there's no huge surprises there.
Yeah, cool.
I'll be interested to hear more from the man himself.
Well, he asked if we wanted any further information. So if we want to, you know, get any questions from the audience that we want to ask him, questions from yourself, or further information, we can definitely do that.
I don't know what I'd ask him. I mean, if he could film something through his infrared binoculars, that'd be terrific.
Yeah.
Or take a photo of a huge dog print with something next to it for scale.
It's true. Yeah.
Because he said he saw one of those.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Cool.
That'd be cool.
Alrighty. Well, so moving on to the second encounter.
Nice.
This one is more of an audio one, I suppose, which is great because we're in a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And basically some guy, Amethyst Sadapchapia, if I pronounce that horribly. Basically, they went camping and they heard something, quote unquote, screaming in the woods in southern Illinois in 2017. And he was camping to see a solar eclipse and he heard something he couldn't explain. And so we just take a look, listen to it, and see what we think, basically.
Cool.
It is quite quiet, guys, so, like, and it goes for a minute, so there are key areas.
I think it probably only the 11-second mark is worth listening to. The others were much quieter.
All right, here we go. Okay. It happened very, very quietly there. So, do you want to start with this one?
Yeah, happy to. So it's an audio clip.
Paddy, who dis?
Right, straight to the who dis.
Okay, no, sorry. I won't. I'll hold my horses. Go ahead.
No, there's no more explanation needed, really. Just listen to the audio clip and see what you think. Who dis? I've looked through the comments, and there were various people saying, maybe it's an owl, maybe it's a pig. A lot of people thought it sounded like pig-like porcine. I couldn't tell whether it was a piggy kind of a screech or a birdy kind of a screech. It was pretty low quality audio, and it's basically just the one you have to go off. It could be any of these things. I think it's an animal. I think it's an animal screeching. I don't think there's anything hugely weird. To anyone that thinks that it's such a peculiar screech that it probably can't be an animal or it's got to be a weird animal or something like that, I would point out there's a good example that Richard Dawkins points to in his book, The God Delusion, of the Manx shearwater, which is this bird that has such a, like, weird, terrifying sound that people often, when they hear it, think that there's a demon nearby or that the devil is speaking to them. So there are plenty of animals that have just totally bizarre out there noises. So yeah, I don't really think there's much to talk about here. I mean, it could be a normal bird or something. I didn't think there was anything here that like defied explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Who dis?
Okay, I also thought I totally understand that the circumstances of recording audio randomly on the fly in the middle of nowhere is super super difficult. And also, when you're at night and camping and it's a bit spooky, definitely shit can sound terrifying. I just want to talk about two scenarios that has happened to me recently that can sort of give you some idea of this. Myself and I, and also two of my friends and field researchers, went recently to Hawkesbury River, and we were in Australia. We were looking for the Hawkesbury River monster and also doing some Yowie expeditions. So we went to this campsite in the middle of fucking nowhere. Paddy wasn't there, as a FYI. He had other things to do, people to see. And we basically were in a wooded area. I had been telling my two friends about the myth of the Yowie, the legend of the Yowie, rather. We were the only ones in the campsite. It was not a monitored campsite. It was just literally a patch in the middle of nowhere. We started a fire and it got dark. And my friends, and admittedly myself, started getting a little bit spooked. We had this scary thing in our head, you know, like ghost story, campfire stuff. And we started hearing some weird shit. When it was a bit windy, which never helps. And we were around the fire and we could hear thump, 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 thump. And literally, like, the ground being hit really hard. And my friend, one of my friends, I'm not going to name them just because, you know, reasons. she got scared a little bit. And she said, "What is that?" And she, honestly, myself was like, that could be misconstrued as a Yowie thumping on the ground, you know, making a big noise, doing a big gesture of get the fuck out of here. This is my territory. It was one of the scariest experiences I've had camping. But the logical surprise of my brain said, we definitely have kangaroos around here. Does that sound like a kangaroo jumping around, like a really big, bulky, fucking heavy boy jumping around, thumping the ground as he's jumping? And the answer was, yes, that could, out of context, be that sound as well. So, things sound really scary at night. Absolutely. When you can't see, when your senses, when your prime senses is gone, sounds really scary. So in this case, it's really hard to hear on audio. I imagine for him, it was so much louder, so much more constant, so much more spooky. His mind's playing tricks on him, maybe. But I also do agree that it's probably some kind of bird. The noises that birds make are phenomenal. Like, mind-shatteringly terrifying noises can be made. Which leads me to my second story when I was in Illawarra looking for the Black Panther with my brother, in fact. And we went to this area that was off the grid a bit and known to have some big cat sightings. And I was doing some audio recording for an update, upcoming episode, where, you know, I just basically record the sounds and explain what we're doing for the expedition. That's going to be coming up at some point. But I'm going to play you a little snippet because it was getting dark. We didn't have flashlights because we're fucking idiots. And we're trying to head back to the car really quickly. And we hear something that sounds like a baby crying in the woods. And it terrified us. We were like, is that a flying fox? Is that like, because there's stories of Bigfoot and Bigfoot babies being heard crying in the woods. There's so many stories of sounds like baby crying in the woods. And it can sometimes be, you know, like kind of like the goat man, you know, you it calls your name or it sounds like a child in distress or a baby crying and you go and find and look after that child or find that child and then they attack you. I was literally considering, oh shit, am I going to have to bush bash through that at this time of night to find an abandoned baby in the bush? It sounded that real. So I'm going to play that audio for you, Paddy. I'm going to send it to you. Mm-hmm. But it's just so cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I remember it. It definitely sounded weird and like a crying cat or baby.
Yeah, so that's a big roundabout way of saying super appreciate you trying to investigate what that sound is. It is a little bit too faint for an outsider's point of view to make a definitive call on it, but definitely look into the birds in your area. You can just go onto Google and go blah blah bird call or sound and have a listen, see if it sounds familiar to what you heard. I would say at this point bird for me is the biggest candidate.
Yeah, I think I could be convinced that there's something weird going on here if, like, you'd gone to a bird expert and they'd been like, no, there is definitely nothing in this region or neighboring regions that sounds remotely like that.
Yeah.
Then I could be like, ah, well, that's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Or if he had
something, some explanation is needed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or if he had like a sighting as well as that, maybe. But even then, if you saw something fucking weird, like a creature, and then you heard that later on, there is, it's, the brain automatically links those two events, but not necessarily, like, more, possibly more likely than not, they are not linked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, cool.
Well, man, it's a cool thing. So, I mean, thank you for posting it or bringing it to our attention.
Yeah, thank you.
And any updates, very welcome. Or if anyone is from the area and has heard a similar thing or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Great. Well.
And that's the final item on our agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. If you have stories of your own that you want us to cover, please send them to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com. I would also like to just maybe at this moment say, basically just wanted to say, if you're a dickhead about things, we're not going to talk about you. I don't know how to say it without being weird.
We're not going to give a platform to
I think that's perfect. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Cool.
Yeah, so...
But yeah, keep the good stuff coming from the non
Thank you so much for all the people who have written into us. That's really kind. If you want to keep the love going, definitely give us a review on iTunes. I hear that does good things for it. Helps it be more visible or some shit. Thank you to the people who are buying stuff on our Redbubble. That's really cool. I hope you like it. Let us know what you think. Maybe send us a picture if you want. And if you want to support the channel, we are currently on Buy Me a Coffee, but we're going to be setting up a Patreon soon. So if you have any ideas of what you want, let us know and we can do that for you. For example, maybe we'll do a tier that if you donate $1,000, you can have a date with Patty where you just...
I'll suck your dick, yeah.
Oh! I was going to say you can hurl abuse at him, but whatever floats your boat, mate, you can choose. It's a multiple choice answer.
Yeah, we should decide on the tiered reward system and then announce it at some stage.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right. Okay, friends. social media.
I'll give you like a tissue I've sneezed into or something with my real DNA on
then
it.
And you can clone him. Have you heard about that? The fact that fucking... Okay, so side thing. Bear Grylls, mother, king of gods, he has just done an Easter egg release, I think with Cadbury, that in the Easter eggs, the chocolate edible Easter eggs, contain bugs, which is cool, but also his DNA.
Okay. Did he, like, touch each one?
No, he got a cheek swab, and they included his DNA in each of the eggs.
Wow, and real bugs in the eggs.
Yeah, apparently it's to help his, like, so you can eat his, like, his pioneering spirit or something. It's just fucking spit.
Wow.
I know.
You get one of the swab eggs?
I kind of want one, but I worry that moves me into a different category of fan.
Well, he's clearly encouraging this, so I think he launched the first shot here, you know? He's...
I think his wallet may have helped make that decision, but
he's another house in the Caymans or whatever.
Yeah, he needs another island. Anyway, social media, we're on Facebook at @cryptid_addicted. That's where the photos are. Cryptid_addicted was where we put stuff on Instagram, and our website is cryptidaddicted.com. Again, email cryptidaddicted@gmail.com. Send us your shit. Say hi. I reply to everyone because I like my family. Wait, what am I saying? Because I like hearing people.
You don't need to explain yourself, Megan. Because you're a good person, that's
I'm
why.
I'm a good person.
And
all right.
Doesn't reflect at all on the busyness or not of your social life. And shame on anyone who says so.
I'm making friends. Also, if you're in England and wanted to grab a drink, totally unrelated. I'll definitely if you want to come and chat about cryptids.
Are you gonna make that tier one of the Patreon reward system? Like if you donate 10 cents, you get to like have weekly drinks with Megan because Megan's a bit lonely.
Oh, that's I'm so cheap. 10 cents. You can buy me the drink. All right. All right, friends. Let's go. That's the end of the episode. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely night. Have a lovely morning. Whatever the fuck time of day you're listening to this.
Yeah, whatever it is in Guatemala.
Yes. Ecuador.
Goodbye, everyone. Much love.
Okay.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
Got him. We're still here.
Snap. We never leave.
24/7 Skype.
All right.
Now, but for real, I am going to head off.